everyone. Welcome to the Parkscope Unprofessional Podcast Hour. My name is Joe. You can find me on Parkscope Joe on Twitter. Also joining me tonight is Mike.
Hi.
Sean.
What's up, guys?
And Nick.
Hey, we beat Florida. Hell Southern.
Yeah, there you go.
Woo!
I was too busy playing.
A Florida Gator. It sucks.
I was too busy drinking and playing FIFA yesterday, so I can't say anything about my sports watching abilities. Yeah, so this is the third time we're trying this up again because everything has gone to shit tonight. So we're going to see how this goes because this could be incredibly interesting or short or something. I'm not really sure myself. So let's start off tonight. Mike, do you want to start covering the news about some land changes and rights and stuff that came up tonight?
Not really.
Okay. We won't do that.
Moving on.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Okay. This is gonna be our shortest episode ever. So I guess the next topic we could actually talk about is the death of Lorax. The much rumored.
Wait, we're really not going to talk about the land stuff?
No, I just don't know anything about it. I am not a lawyer.
Okay.
I don't play one on television.
Well, ask questions and I'll answer them, maybe.
Oh, God. So,
should we like run a disclaimer that I'm not saying anything bad about anybody?
Yes.
All right, moving on.
You're not saying anything bad about anybody. Here. We're just talking about the facts right. As presented to you in documents publicly available to anyone. So, correct?
Right. So, nobody get hurt feelings. So we're all doing the same thing here. We're trying to figure out what's going on and pick up the pieces of this crazy drama that's unfolding with this land.
Yeah. So what's the
this cursed land?
What is the history of this Indian burial ground located in central Florida? Okay.
Once upon a time, the Lockheed Lockheed Martin had it, I think.
Yeah.
And then Universal bought it around the time they were expanding the Islands of Adventure and City Walk. And they got this land all zoned out for future use for theme parks and golf and resorts. And then in 2003, they weren't making any money. They were desperate. They had bad ownership at the time, which is pretty much the whole history of Universal up until now.
Yes.
And they sold the property. And some guy who used to work for them is somehow involved. His name's Mark Watson. There's some other companies called Fourth Quarter Properties, and the other company is called Universal City Property Management LLC. I think there might even be some other people involved. There was a tax sale. There's articles written.
Apparently, what was it? Fourth Quarter Properties, or
yeah,
and Universal City Property Management 3 are the same company.
Okay.
And Watson worked for. Was like the leader of the company, or like one of the leaders of the company until 08 or 09.
Okay.
So that's where he comes in. We were wondering where he came in. That's where he came in.
And you think he just like still works on property?
I don't know.
Leases something out?
That's what apparently Mike said. He has an office on the back lot in Universal Studios.
Yeah, his contracting company has a office, so he's probably leasing it out
and from what we know he was the head of the expansion plans before starting this company at Universal,
so it would make sense that he'd be heading this up
theoretically,
maybe.
Or is he just
I guess he's been involved with this from the beginning, it seems like. He did a lot of stuff for Islands of Adventure, and then his last thing that he did with Universal Studios, he was the creative director and principal for the Universal City, Universal Boulevard expansion programs, which is what's this whole parcel of land, this gigantic 2,000-acre thing. You know, he's involved, and probably going to make a lot of money at some point.
Possibly.
Right.
But
the big question is, because this land is, as far as we know, isn't owned by Universal.
This is what we sold off, right?
Right. That's why all these like rumblings and rumors don't, as of right now, seem very odd and unconnected and out of the blue.
Yeah. Especially with old names attached to it and stuff like that.
Yeah. It almost seems like someone found some old paperwork and it's just, I don't know.
Well, no.
Well, it's definitely not old paperwork.
They're talking about, as of like a month or so ago, they had a hearing about it. And they've been having hearings throughout the past 2 years. And what the long and short of it is, they want to annex 60 acres to, basically there's 60 acres near it or next to it that's zoned as industrial district. And they want to annex that to the planned development district. So it's like two different things. Instead of having been able to do industrial work, you can have more of the theme park touristy kind of things, resorts and golf and shopping. So it's two different, you know, it's all zoning. Mm-hmm. That's what it all boils down to. And the Sentinel has been writing articles about it. And companies involved with this, they're not paying their taxes, or they're defaulting on assessments they have to pay. They don't have a lot of money. I don't know. It's weird. They've been trying to. Somebody threw out that they were trying to get the new basketball arena built there. I think there was talk of building a mall at one point. I think even recently they're talking about the soccer stadium for the new soccer team that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
This land is ripe for the taking, and in my opinion, it's the best interest of everybody involved, except for maybe Disney, that they get this property, because it's right next to the convention center. It's close enough to the Universal Orlando Resort to where it kind of makes sense to have it. But, you know, it's better than to have just a stadium or a mall, because malls just aren't, I don't know. There's enough malls in this country already, I think.
Well, and there's like a ton of failing malls in Orlando as is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's like two right from there.
Yeah, and you have to imagine Universal would make this property look really nice. You know, whether or not they need a third theme park, that's debatable.
They don't.
But it's going to look nice once they do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll probably have various, you know, monorails and all that fun transportation. So,
yes.
I don't think transportation would be an issue at all. So,
you know, and an interesting thing about this is it wouldn't be, you know how we were able to find things on the Orlando Permit website? This isn't part of the city of Orlando. This is Orange County only. So that's like an interesting little wrinkle to where they wouldn't have as much government oversight here.
Right.
Because that's not the city. And there was a battle between the city and the county where the city was trying to annex this land also. So they could have control over it. Yeah, this piece of property has a lot of history to it. But it's ideal for Universal, and it's already zoned for what they wanted 13 years ago. They wanted to have room for 10,000 hotel rooms, timeshares, 300 acres for attractions, more retail space, over 3 million square feet of retail. And somehow, I guess it's really close to the UCF Hospitality School, and they were going to add some housing for that. Yeah. And that's perfect. You know, they could have like their own Universal College program, or really work hand-in-hand with this UCF Hospitality School. Because, you know, it's right there with resorts and theme parks. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, somebody was planning this a long time ago. I don't think any of this is part of what they're trying to do now. They just want to add those 60 acres where they can put shopping and dining and maybe some hotels. And I think they got approval for that. So it's just a matter of them getting funding and approval for the projects themselves. But I think it's been rezoned for that use. Could be wrong. Yeah.
So I guess the question is, what would, you know, is this just a one-time 60 acres, you know, a big TGI Fridays and some crap like that? Or is this just the start of an actual expansion and looking at that area more?
I guess these people are just trying to get something going so they can start making money so they can work on their brand scheme. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't seem like, you know, maybe the county's been sandbagging for all these plans they have because they want Universal to get the land back. I don't know. But, I mean, you know, they have the soccer team coming, and I think they need a stadium.
They do.
But I guess they decided not to build the basketball arena there, and the mall is just a bad idea.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess 13 years ago, the big portion of the land was called the Universal Studios South Campus. That's where that comes from, I think. I don't think that's the current name. I think that's just the name of the Planned Development District way back then.
Mm-hmm.
Or the proposal that, obviously, this Mark Watson character worked on all those years ago.
You know what would be actually really cool? If Universal could get the land and they still built the soccer stadium there as part of it, that'd be pretty good for Universal.
Well, they could, because there's a ton of land.
Have it like...
As was pointed out, you know, most theme parks are around 100 acres. I guess Animal Kingdom is probably gigantic, but Universal Studios, Florida, and both Islands of Adventure are around 100. Sean said Magic Kingdom was kind of close to that. And they had 300 set aside in this original plan, and of course that could be adjusted.
I want to say Magic Kingdom is 175 acres. Epcot's like 200 to 250.
Online, I saw Magic Kingdom was 107.
107? Okay, my apologies then. I know Disneyland is a little under that. California Adventure is like 59 or 60 acres.
But, you know, a stadium wouldn't take up that much.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And also, yeah. And also you'd
Comcast
have...
Comcast Stadium at Universal City, Florida.
Boom. There you go.
Just saying, guys.
And you know what the
And they have that whole new NBC Sports Network thing to tie it in with.
Yep.
And then the funniest part
with
is
the new City Walk right there and a monorail to the convention center.
And it'll get more use out of than the Wide World of Sports.
Maybe
NBC, they call it now. NBC Sports Complex, that'd be cool.
Yeah. And plus, I mean, most sporting events happen at later in the evening when the guests are leaving. Mm-hmm. So you could have, the parking, you could mess around with that a little bit. You get people coming for restaurants. I mean, it's not a constant draw like a theme park, but when people do show up, they show up by, 10 to 20,000 at a time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it makes sense.
They could put a little arena there and let TNA use that instead of the sound stages, and we could use those for Halloween Horror Nights still.
Well... TNA.
If TNA still exists.
You don't build an arena for TNA.
Yeah.
You just put up with TNA.
You just put the match in the middle of the soccer field, the little ring.
They're about where they belong right now, Nick. They're in a small closet in a soundstage somewhere.
Yeah, they're fine where they are now.
It's all they could afford.
Oh, I'm surprised they could afford that.
So I guess the next question that we have is, obviously, the perpetual rumor with Disney is, when are they building the fifth gate? Because everyone looks at...
Never.
Yeah,
never.
Well, obviously never.
They don't even have a third and fourth gate.
No, well, yes, exactly. And that's the issue.
Barely even have a second gate.
They got into this kind of, pattern of building where people were just expecting something to happen. And, it's like, oh, Villains Park with thrill rides. Of course that's happening. So I can see how people are now going to get into that mode with Islands of Adventure, because it was 9 years between the opening of Islands of Adventure and Studios Florida. So people could be going, oh, they're overdue for a third park now. And that's the same thing that's happening at Disneyland right now, even though that gap was a little larger than that. I guess the two questions I have are, should Universal build a third park, which I think we all can agree on the answer to that? And if there was a park, what kind of park would we be looking at here?
I don't think we all agree on the first one.
I think we do, sort of.
Yeah.
Okay, so my answer is no, they should not build a third park. Currently.
Okay, go ahead, Joe.
I don't think currently they need a third park. And
correct.
When we're looking at is within probably the next 20 years. There's still plenty of additions, plenty of space still left in the current parks. They have expansion pads. They have old attractions. They have stuff they can tear down, get rid of, rebuild. I mean, it's one of those things like, why do you need a third park when you still have, Twister and Rip Ride Rocket around and Storm Force Acceleration and all these little rides and all these expansion pads that... For a significantly less investment, and when you add a park, remember it's also an exponential increase in running costs, because you also have all the utilities, more people to run the parks, all that stuff, as opposed to just opening a new attraction. So I can't see it really working unless everything is already filled out at in Islands of Adventure and Universal Studios Florida, or there's just some sort of radical change in the Orlando marketplace.
Something they need to plan for.
Yes, it is something you need to plan for. And that's something that Disney has too, is that they have long-term land management plans that we've seen leaked around of places that were not fit for building, or places that need, you know, additional footing. And you know, like, oh, we can build resorts here. We can build parks here. And they have like three or four extra parks they have specced out and kind of civil engineers running around with, but doesn't mean they're actually going to build it. They just have, you know, plans and that kind of background done. But I'm sorry, Sean, what were you saying?
When you also said, you know, what would a third park be? One of the problems they had with Islands of Adventure was making it seem like its own park. Yes. I mean, part of that was the Universal Escape marketing, but also, you know, it's Universal has their shtick when it comes to parks. And really, I mean, I love both their parks, but they're, if you try to explain them both to people who have never been there, they're all just going to sound like parks that are based around, you know, movie properties. Is a third park really going to be, you know, any different than that? I don't see it working out very well doing another park that's more or less the same as the other two. But well, that's just me.
You said on Twitter, like, you don't think it makes a good business decision, but you would still go and enjoy it, which is where I think we all stand.
I would, right. But
which is where we all stand. As a theme park fan, yeah, we want an extra park, as long as it doesn't impact the other two. But I think at that point, the other two will be virtually complete. And within 10 years, all those expansion pads in those two parks are full, and then you're stuck with just redoing things. So, you know, I think at some point they do need another place. I think that. Because the other two are almost there. It seems like they almost have everything planned out.
I don't think IOA is almost there at all.
But it could be.
IOA has two complete lands that really should be completely replaced.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. and several expansion pads.
But, I mean, it's like that's coming, right?
Possibly.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe. I mean, it's one of those things that, like, when I'm 50, 30 years from now, you know, well, actually 20 years from now. But, you know, 20 years from now, I could see them doing a third park. But right now, you know, and then they're going to have to go in and they're going to have to replace some things because some of this stuff's going to be aged out at that point. And, you know, to keep them relevant, I don't see the need for a third park right now, let alone I don't even know what direction they'd go with it. So,
I mean, I think
I'm all for them getting that land. But
yeah,
I would think you would want to wait and hold off for another park.
But you can't hold off on acquiring the land.
Well,
that's the thing here. Like, you need to get it while you can before these jackasses build a mall.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. You need to have that breathing room, that growing room.
And Steve Burke wants his 10,000 hotel rooms, so this is where you can do it.
Yep.
And he could, you know, maybe if the Wet n' Wild site's not big enough, you could build a better water park here.
Well, I don't think the new water park, whenever they do build it, was ever going to be where Wet n' Wild is.
Right.
No.
You think they would just raise that completely?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's got to go.
Yeah. That'll go. It's
got to go.
Understandable. So do you think we're kind of wiped out this whole entire Universal expansion story?
Yeah, I think we're good.
We're good?
Yeah.
Yeah, just for the future people, when you find things that are of legal nature, you know, tweet me. Or email us, because I could probably decipher it.
Park scope lawyers.
it's kind of what I do, especially property.
But we should also say that you're not actually giving legal advice right now.
Right, I wouldn't be giving legal advice.
Blah 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 blah. Et cetera, et cetera.
could interpret what it means to quiet title in such things like tax sales and whatnot. So, yeah.
And plus, if
you read property descriptions also.
If Universal's taking their legal advice from us, then they're severely screwed.
Yes.
So, next question. Next topic. I hinted at and alluded to earlier. Simply put, Hate to Fly and Why Lightbulb have suggested that the Lorax project has been killed, and that possibly the Grinch is back on the front burner. What are your guys' thoughts?
I wouldn't say front burner, but
okay. Well, it's a more alive than the Lorax is.
Yeah, the Grinch has been resuscitated.
Yes,
it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Wildlife Bulb said it earlier in the week. Did we talk about it on the last episode? Yes, where I said it was dead. What was? Here was the exact quote: "Dead in the water." And then Hate to Fly got to his sources, and they kind of meshed with that. But also, there were executives walking through Seuss with Seuss representatives, so something's going on. But apparently, the story is that marketing doesn't feel like they can market Lorax against Harry Potter or with Harry Potter. And I think the only way this ride ever made sense for Universal was to tie it in with the film. And by the time they would ever get this kind of up and running, the film would kind of be like a distant memory. And the Lorax, I don't know if he is as strong of a character as, say, a Cat in the Hat or the Grinch. And I think that's where they are, too. Apparently Creative was high up on the attraction, and you know, it sounded sort of interesting as in, you know, a new era dark ride for families,
mm-hmm.
maybe. But I happen to agree with marketing here in that Grinch makes the most sense. And I think we even talked on the first podcast about this, where, you know, coming in a few years, Illumination which is their Universal's Pixar, is putting out another Grinch movie. So
yeah.
It just makes sense, whereas Grinch is probably second or first to Cat in the Hat as the most popular Seuss character. Universal has Grinch as well established.
I'd say Grinch is definitely number one.
Yeah, so Universal has the Grinch. Grinchmas has their Christmas event at Islands of Adventure. It sells tons of merchandise, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes sense. And Islands of Adventure needs a mountain besides Dudley's thing.
Craptastic mountain. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think another thing is that Seuss is huge, and it's always going to be big, and there's always going to be new graduates getting all the places you'll go in hardcover form and when they graduate and all that stuff. But what I find interesting, though, is that I feel like the Grinch is the only evergreen, the only
okay, Jim Hill.
Yes, exactly. There we go. The only evergreen kind of property they have, because the Cat in a Hat, you know, who wants to see that movie? No one.
If they made a good Cat in the Hat movie.
Yeah, but even then, you still have, how many times do you hear people talk about seeing the original, you know, Grinch animated short for Christmas, and how ingrained in the culture that is, as opposed to anything else.
Christmas film too. Everybody sees it every year, you know, for the most part. It's like,
exactly.
Charlie Brown.
They still watch the Grinch, the one that Jim Carrey made, is on constantly.
It's a decent film for what it is.
I love that movie. It gets hated on, but I really like it.
And I
like it a lot.
Compared to all the other movies that came out from, you know, with the Seuss name, the Seuss characters, and they did well, but none of them have the cultural impact and staying power as the Grinch does.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it makes more sense to do the Grinch and have this property than it has the Lorax or, Cat in a Hat is, you know, a classic, even though the movie didn't do well, but, you know, even more so than Horton Hears a Who or all the other crazy, you know, movies they've come out with the past, you know, few years.
Apparently, Illumination's making a Cat in the Hat movie too. Speaking of which,
That'd be good, because I think they need to reboot that whole entire situation. As long as Mike Myers is not involved, that's all that matters.
Oh goodness!
look, and, you know, Universal's all about the whole experience now, where you have shopping and dining attached to an attraction, where you see that with Harry Potter and you see that with Simpsons. Mm-hmm. You can kind of make a little village around Mount Crumpet.
You can have Whoville.
You could, yeah, you can make a little area around that.
You can have
a complete experience, which where Lorax, there's no such thing.
I mean, you have it set up for you. You have, I mean, you even have the fictional foods, and you have, you know, you can even tie it into the plot line of the freaking ride, you know, based on the whole entire animated cartoon.
Sandwich.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You can basically have your Christmas feast.
A can of Hoo Hash.
That's right.
And you can, I mean, they could even make the toys and stuff that the kids unwrap on Christmas morning and have them in there if they want specific merchandise, something like it, you know, like a crazy instrument or something.
Yeah. So I think it works and makes sense more than the Lorax does, especially because the Lorax just always felt weird, you know, this kind of weird ecological message that they're throwing in a theme park that has blaring lights, you know, 24/7.
Yeah, it sends the wrong message, doesn't
it? It seems a little weird. It's almost like if someone tried to put the Hunger Games in a theme park.
Oh.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Yes.
No.
So also what Hate the Fly suggested was that it was Y Lightbulb, my apologies. Y Lightbulb also suggested that the Kong budget is being not necessarily pared down, but it sounds like it's getting more pinpointed down. Right now, to see what they can actually use and what's actually
realistic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, realistic. And also, they probably said you can have around 200 million. And then they're like, okay, well, right now it looks like it's more like 175. And they're like, okay, well, right now we can tell you're going to have 170. It's like one of those things where it's just like, well, we can give you a general ballpark, but now we know we have to upgrade these things. So some of it's coming out. So it sounds like that budget is being finalized and that it's getting close to a green light. That's an interesting update and kind of progression on something that we didn't even hear about until this summer. What are your guys' thoughts?
We talked about this Monday. It's weird. This whole thing's weird. Yeah. And I don't know if I'm ever going to believe this until I actually sit and walk in this place, because it just seems so strange. But it's cool, but it's strange.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kong Project 340?
I can't find anything.
Okay.
It could
because
be.
Why Lightbulb comes out and says everybody from Lorax has been moved to Project 340.
What is 340 Grinch? Like, what is? Who, how could you know?
Exactly.
Somebody send us things, please, so we can know things like other people.
And I feel like, I feel like it's one of those things that they drop. They don't want to tell anyone, but they just drop it so people kind of think that, or maybe prove to certain people they actually know what they're talking about, but maybe in hindsight, not necessarily, you know, immediately.
It just can't be as easy as it was when they said Project 722 and you could Google it and it came up on Instagram as people working from the Potter films. Those days have long gone. Now we can't even search the permit website because the city of Orlando hates us, and they have for almost a year now. We have to wait till it actually goes even further and they start getting notice of commencement and water district plans, which that may happen fairly soon. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if you keep it... Sorry.
I was going
to
say,
this thing has to start, right?
Yeah. If it's coming, like they say it's coming, they've got to start moving some dirt, putting some stuff in.
I mean, even Hate the Fly saying this is a 2015 project. Yeah. So, I mean...
what is?
Kong.
No, it's 2016.
No, 2016.
Really? Because even...
Jurassic Park is apparently 2015.
But guess what, Joe? I mean, it's basically 2014 now. So, yeah. 2 years. Two and a half.
So if they're looking for something along the lines of, well, even then, remember, you know, the Diagon Alley started pretty, they started demolition in beginning of 2011, but by the time they were going vertical, it was mid 2011, so.
Wait, not 2011, was it? It was 2012.
Was it 2012?
Yeah, Jaws closed in January 2012.
Oh, yes, so, my apologies, I'm getting my years caught up again. Yeah, but it closed January 2012. They did demolition, and you know, then it started construction. But they don't actually have to do any demolition. They don't actually have to do any demolition with Kong right now. Or we assume they're not doing any demolition, based on what we're hearing.
They have to do demolition for Jurassic Park if they're going to be building it where the trikes are. That like everybody thinks.
Yeah. I thought they gotta do some major removal of stuff in there. There's still lots of buildings and stuff for the queue.
Those buildings weren't very big, but
yeah, but still, you gotta get in there and you gotta tear down some plants. You gotta.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about near the Toon Lagoon.
That's side. For Kong. We're yes. talking about for Jurassic Park.
Oh, we're just trying. Okay, we must have switched. My apologies. I thought we were still on. I thought we were still on Kong. Weird. Okay.
At this point, I doubt anything's coming in 2015. It just doesn't seem.
I think they could get that Jurassic. Yeah. I don't think that Jurassic Park ride's going to be all that. Uh-huh.
Intensive,
advanced or intense.
But it's the building on mountain. Or anything like that. Mountains huh? take time because
it's
of
not
going to
be a mountain. It's going to be very low, minimal rock work, and it's not going to be very impressive.
It could be something like the Indiana Jones coaster at Paris.
Yeah,
you think something?
I think it'll look better than that, but I don't think it's going to be. The Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
No.
Level of rock work.
No, but yeah, the kind of the idea is that it's a lighter themed attraction that they could add to get more capacity.
Exactly.
But it's not a spinner though.
Well, it's not anything yet.
But, yeah, that's true.
But let's remember in what, a little bit over a year, they tore down a building and put Transformers into that spot. So
stop bringing that up.
I feel like that was the exception that proves the rule.
But I'm just saying, if they did it before.
But, you know, people say, oh, it was a. Yeah, I mean, it's not an intent. But still, they still. If they shelled the money out to do that, they can shell the money out to build something fast if they want to.
Right. Yes.
I guess right now the concentration is just on getting Harry Potter done.
Yeah.
Like, get that done, and then we'll move on. But I mean, I guess at some point you got to move on to something. Like, all these things they keep talking about. Well, I don't doubt Kong's happening. I think it's strange.
It's very strange.
Somebody must be a fan. Somebody high up.
Nice. I guess they saw what it did to Hollywood's numbers, and they think it's going to do the same thing to that. To
okay.
I don't think it'll do anything close to the same thing. But
did that actually do anything to the numbers?
Yeah.
It did. But how much of that is from seeing the fire and remembering that and then seeing
talking about. It's a different situation in Hollywood.
Yeah, I feel like that was more of just, you know, nostalgia and
It definitely is.
In a completely different situation. I understand where you're coming from. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the whole thing of if they and going back to Horizons, if they actually built that, the number of turnstile clicks they'd get would be crazy at Epcot compared to something else.
No, I don't think.
I think it would.
It would be exactly the same, Nick. Exactly the same.
Yeah, you see people
about this
coming.
Monday.
They would come 4 or 5 times a week to ride.
They still are. They,
love it
they
so
haven't stopped
they still
going.
Do.
They never stop going. They never will.
Exactly. You get the theme park that they deserve, not the one they want.
Disney could shut the gate down and they would still stand outside every day longingly looking at the gate. Yes. Looking at the rubble that was once there. The whole park.
Yeah, so that's what's going on right now with our Islands of Adventure projects.
But look, I'm all for something being built in Islands of Adventure because last time I was there, I was Harry Potter and I was like, okay. All right.
It needs it
Spider-Man.
Badly.
Oh, Spider-Man was having problems that day, I couldn't get the line was too long for me. Whatever it was.
I like everything there except for Toon Lagoon.
So I spent some quality time in Lost Continent that day.
Camp Jurassic's awesome.
Yeah. Always a good time.
Jurassic Park gives me angst.
Man, just go to USF. It's the better park.
Correct.
Well, yeah, but.
So I guess our next question is, do you want to cover Mr. Banks? Do you want to do any of that stuff? Are you just being sarcastic in your the show notes, Mike?
I registered for free passes to see it, so.
Oh, no. Well, what's interesting, though, is that a Hint of Spy on Twitter said that, was it Hint of Spy, I believe, who saw it early?
Yes, Kethra.
And she's just like, she thought she'd at least be entertained, but wasn't even entertained. Like, some weird stuff.
Because it's a stupid story to make a movie about. But, oh my god, who cares?
But is it? I'm dead question.
Yes.
Yes.
What? I guess something I was thinking about today is, you know, all these things have had, there's been a shit ton of just historical movies, whether or not, you know, quote unquote historical. And
apocryphal.
Apocryphal, exactly. But Kept all there. These things... All these things have come out, all these movies, but we haven't seen one about Walt Disney in any capacity.
We still aren't.
Yeah.
I just maybe it shouldn't happen. Maybe it's because the Walt Disney Company is protective of Walt Disney's legacy and his public image. I don't know what it is, but I find it incredibly interesting thing that, you know, several years after the single largest a terrorist attack on U.S. soil. We have a movie about the fucking thing, but Walt Disney has been dead for how long, and we don't have anything, any movie about him. That kind of seems nuts to me.
Yeah. They're so protective; they sell fake mustaches with his name on them.
I don't know. Everybody knows, like, about Walt Disney. So, like, I don't know. I guess I don't see the point in making a movie about him.
The people who are going to see this movie know about Walt Disney. The general public, right. I think, sometimes they don't realize he's a real person. Sometimes.
Yeah, they don't. They don't.
Oh, come on.
No, a lot of the kids I teach do not know that Walt Disney is an actual person. Like, whenever I've gone through entrepreneurship and I've taught it, you know, I bring in examples of Walt. I actually have a biography.
Nick, your kids are stupid.
It's a lot of people. A lot of people think that
I have Walt never Disney met is just a company. Who didn't know Walt Disney wasn't a real person.
You have lived a sheltered life, my friend.
And you never had PC problems either, but you know, it doesn't mean the rest of us don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all are surrounded by idiots.
Well, it is the South, so you know.
I feel like we can't all be
1%ers.
Whenever there's a chance to be wrong about something, someone is wrong about it. It's just how it is. But I just find it interesting that, you know, their approach from Mr. Banks, though, at least I feel like they're trying to approach the Walt Disney, this story from a different angle, not the "this is Walt's life and we're going to do a giant biography about it." You know, they're covering it from, "Hey, how did this movie get made? Because we think it's an interesting story." Hit the ding right there for story. But I mean, that's kind of what it's coming from. I mean, like, look at have you guys seen Ed Wood yet, the movie?
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting take on...
Well, yeah, because Ed Wood's angle. Interesting.
Yeah.
This is not an interesting story in the slightest.
One day we'll find out why this movie's being made. And
this is like interesting. This has got to be someone's pet project. It has to be a pet project that's been pushed through. That's what it's got to be.
They'd be paying off somebody for this. Like, they paid off Deb for Lone Ranger.
It's got to have been, like, written in the contract from, like, when they got the rights to Mary Poppins, that within so many years they had to make a movie about how this happened.
Tom Hanks said he wouldn't do Toy Story 3 unless he got to do a biopic about Walt.
No, Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4.
Or the Jungle Cruise movie.
That's how they got him to do the Halloween special.
Yeah, exactly.
Toy Story Halloween special.
They bribed him. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's something I was just thinking is, why don't we have any Walt movies, and why don't we have...
I just think there are if you're going to make a Walt movie, there's more compelling stories to tell.
Like the creation of Disneyland. I think that's an incredibly interesting story. And exactly. Something that has a lot of characters and a lot of... And, just even like the build up right to the opening day and everything that happened during opening day. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's an incredibly interesting story, and we have not seen that.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
I mean, of everything. It's not even how he came up with Mickey Mouse. It's Mary Poppins.
Yeah, guys.
The story of where he like leverage and mortgage his whole studio to make Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. But no, it's Mary Poppins. Whatever. I like the poster. I saw the poster at the movie theater when I went to see The Hunger Games.
I hate that poster.
I like it.
The Mickey and the
Mary Poppins shadow thing. I like it.
I don't think it's horrible, but it's obviously that good looking.
I like
so bad.
I'll probably see it, but I don't know. I'm just scratching my head about it.
Yeah.
I'll see when it comes out on Netflix.
That's what I mean. I'm probably going to see it like Redbox or Netflix or something.
I'm going to wait till my parents are probably going to go see it with all the family, friends, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm going to see how they like it and kind of develop my opinion based on that. I got some questions from Twitter. Or are there any last comments and topics you guys want to cover this week?
Go for it, Joe.
Go for it? Awesome. Let's do this thing right now. Our buddy Kyle, KJC24.
Kyle.
Shut up, Kyle.
Shut up, Kyle. He had a question. He wants to know about the new theme park in Orlando, quote unquote. Is this the Universal park?
I think this is the same thing we were talking about. Because originally we thought it was...
Disney's Night Kingdom's coming, guys.
I don't know.
How there was like a third park or whatever, the what we posted or something like that from before.
It's the same. Yeah,
it's the same thing.
It's all the same thing.
Yeah. Our buddy Ryan.
Maybe, hopefully, friend of the show, Jason Garcia of the Orlando Sentinel will get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. I hope so. That'd be nice.
He seems to have contact with this story. They've done stories on it before, so... We'll see. Good luck, Jason.
Godspeed. A friend of the podcast, Ryan Kennedy, we covered this a little bit, but I'll bring it up officially now. For Third Gate for Universal, what would be in it, quote unquote?
And attractions.
Attractions.
Shopping. Yeah. Retail experiences.
Trash cans.
Food.
Water fountains.
Bathrooms.
Churches.
Themes.
Churches.
It will not be a polar coaster.
Next question from Paul from Paul Kramer at Gorilla Feces on Twitter. Yep. I swear to God, you can't make
this
up.
Of course.
You can't make this
Gorilla
up.
Gorilla Feces.
You know, people, you need to choose better Twitter handles. Just giving you heads out for that one.
That one's going to get you a job one day, Gorilla Feces.
You just don't put it on your resume. You're all good.
Okay.
This was brought up in the OU podcast from this week, and we've covered this previously, but this is an interesting question, especially with the wrap-up of Halloween Horror Nights. His question is, what are some franchises you would like to see in future Halloween Horror Nights?
American Horror Story. Deal with it, John.
No.
Deal with it. Deal with it.
The only thing worse than The Walking Dead.
False.
So bad. Awful show.
It could do like a Vampire Story / Twilight House or something, Sean, and really kill your soul.
Possibly. I think they need to have more video game.
Bioshock.
Yeah. Bioshock. Yeah. Bioshock Infinite. Comstock House.
Just Bioshock. Bioshock 1. I want to be in Rapture.
Just in Rapture with the splicers jumping out at you?
Yes. Bioshock would be awesome.
I do agree.
I would love for them to somehow get a Mystery Science Theater house.
How would you do
that? Because they have black comedy houses. Make it like a comedy house.
But how would that work in terms of a haunted house? Would you like literally walk through the countdown doors?
Yes, and you would walk through shitty movies, and Crow and Tom Servo would be making fun of them.
This sounds like the Great Muppet Movie Ride.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
pretty much.
Right down to the puppets. Not that this is a bad thing, but that would be interesting. So I guess it sounds like just more horror stuff, kind of go for that comedy sci-fi route, and also look at more video game franchises like Bioshock.
Not The Walking Dead.
Well, I would like to see them return to having an icon. I kind of liked having the center focus on like one person for all the streets type stuff and all that. And then it broke out from there. So I think they've kind of lost that with The Walking Dead the last few years. And they kind of abandoned that concept. But I think an icon would be cool to bring back.
A good idea. It's something to swing back around with. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Gregory Lane Nichols, he wants to see a sidebar, a podcast with just college football.
Hey.
So,
let's do it.
So, Nick's stink game for it this week.
Same with Mike.
Yes.
Oh, this was a great week.
I really don't care, and Sean is a Virginia Tech fan, so pray for his soul.
I'm disgusted with my team. I don't want to talk about them.
If LSU ends up playing Virginia Tech, then we'll talk.
There is no playing there. We'll just get shit stomped.
No, y'all might beat us.
No, we won't.
Depends on which LSU team shows up.
Well, I guarantee whatever Virginia Tech team shows up, we will not beat LSU.
This week made up for all the all the screw ups this year. Like, I'm just whatever. I don't care. We've lost four games this year, but whatever. We beat Florida. SEC went matters. Down. The SEC went down. You know, sorry, Mike, but you know,
I don't care. It's Florida.
To beat a Power Five top tier school with 19 of our 65 scholarships out for injuries, we were down to only 45 scholarship players, and we still beat them. We had more injuries out than they did, and we still beat them. So, and we didn't complete a single pass.
That's the most incredible part of it all.
430 yards on the ground. Anyway, all right. I'm done. I'll stop.
There you go, Gregory. There's your sidebar.
Boom. And next question is from Lightman Hyde. Lightman Hyde, get it? Yeah, anyway. He wants to know, is our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher? Of course, it's on iTunes. It's not on Stitcher. I'm not really sure about Stitcher yet, but I just want to say that.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like a podcast thingy.
It's like a radio thing.
Yeah, I need to look into it some more. I'm not really sure how we would do that. I think you have to like actually I'm not sure if we would supply – if we can give you – I can send you our RSS feed and put that on
the website. You already found it.
So, yeah, on iTunes he saw it, but he couldn't find it on Stitcher. So I need to figure out how Stitcher works. I'm not really sure entirely, but what I could do is I could provide the RSS feed, and then you guys can just subscribe that way through your podcasting method of choice. And last but not least, this is from our buddy Alexander J. Parks, 10 Parks, 1 City. Turns out like there was like two calls this week about bears in Portofino Hotel.
What?
What?
And by bears, I mean the actual animal.
Bears! number one threat to Orlando park hoppers. Bears!
Hey, they're boo-boo. They got picnic baskets in that damn hotel.
Oh, wow.
That's boo-boo. Yeah, like there's like two... According to him, there were two bear in area calls at Portofino. One of them quite recently.
Bear? Like bears?
Yeah, like they called. They like, hey, we see a bear, bears. And then they called the bears.
Bears.
They call. They're like, hey, I see a bear, and they they get the police out or animal control or whatever. So, are there bears in Orlando?
Apparently.
Who'd have thought?
Somebody in a suit walking around.
Besides hairy gay men,
yeah,
that's a technical term.
It's a very technical term. This is a Universal, not Magic Kingdom. So there you go. We are fully a 100% supportive of all genders, races, sexual orientations, and
not Aggies.
Not what?
Aggies.
Nice.
Oh Lord. So,
unique people, let me tell you. Aggie fans.
Yes. There are some unique. Never mind. Just so save it for the sidebar, Mike. Save it for the sidebar.
Exactly. So, you guys have anything else you wanna say, mention, shout outs before closing the episode?
Happy 25th anniversary to Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes.
The most underappreciated TV show of all time.
How can that be the most underappreciated TV show if it's like the most cult following? The largest cult following.
Cult does not mean largely appreciated.
I think it's largely, whatever. It's an amazing show. If you have not seen the show, take it's well worth your Netflix or Hulu time to watch it. It's fantastic. It's hilarious. Yes, very much so.
Happy 30th anniversary to Horizons. Celebrate it by buying a t-shirt.
Yes.
Free for $60. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Okay, well, this is Joe.
We beat Florida.
Yeah. the next week is Beat Michigan week. So, yeah.
Oh, God.
Beat
Ohio
Michigan.
State people.
Yep.
God, I hate that team. Goodness.
You know, I'm just bringing this up. Because I just want to be.
Urban,
I just want to. I'm.
Meyer just
I just want to be
my
a part.
TV every time he's on my TV.
I just want to be a part with you guys here, and you're shutting me down right now, and I do not appreciate that. So
it's the big.
Like, it's like the SEC team LSU did to the Ohio State team in the national championship in 2007. Shut it down.
Exactly. So I really don't care. Dayton had like nothing, so all I did was drink. So. This is Joe.
What else is new, Joe?
Nothing else is new.
Oh, and I just want to say, everybody, say prayers for Epcot Explorer. He's, who knows what's going on with him, but he's gone.
he's lost his goddamn mind.
Pray to the Jewish God that Epcot Explorer is brought back to us by Hanukkah.
Yes, L'chaim.
Pray to Abraham.
Yes.
So
I think that.
So yes, this is Joe with Mike, Sean, Nick. Pray for EE. I think that's our episode title. Sound good? And we'll see you guys on the flip side. Take care.
We beat Florida. Hail Southern.
In the not too distant future, next Sunday AD, there was a guy named Joel, not too different from you or me. He worked at his Monic Institute, another face in a red jumpsuit. He did a good job cleaning up the place, but his bosses didn't like him, so they shot him into space. We'll send cheesy movies, the worst we can find. He'll have to sit and watch them all, then we'll monitor his mind. Now keep in mind, Joe can't control where the movies begin or end, because he used those special parts to make his robot friends. Robot, roll call, Cabot, Gypsy, Tom Servo, Croy. You're wondering how he eats and breathes and other science facts. Then repeat to yourself, it's just the show. I should bring you just read.